On the 11th of May, a Flemish teenager, Hans van Temscher, walked into this gun shop in central Antwerp and bought an American hunting rifle for 500 euros. All he needed was his ID card. In Belgium, you can buy a gun and take it home. The details are sent to the police for checking later. The exchange took all of 5 minutes. He then started stalking the streets in search of anyone who looked foreign. He found and shot in the chest a woman of Turkish origin who was reading on a park bench. She survived the attack but is still in intensive care. Minutes later, Hans van Temscher shot and killed a 24-year-old pregnant nanny from Mali and the 2-year-old girl she was looking after. The killing shocked Belgians, sparking concern this was part of a rising trend of racist violence. They turned out in their thousands recently in Antwerp to march silently against racism. Bouzaïa Tallawi, a Flemish senator of Moroccan origin, says it was the only way to unite a shattered community.
It's so important that we stay in dialogue with each other and that we can support each other. A lot of people here in Antwerp, but also in Flanders and in Belgium, really feel excluded, discriminated because they have a different skin color.
Hans van Temscher's racist motives appear to be rooted in his upbringing. His family are loyal supporters of the anti-immigration Vlaams Belang party. The victims' families blame Vlaams Belang, Belgium's second largest party, for the killings. Party spokesman Philippe van der Sande denies the charge.
We say, and that is true, we say what people think, especially in the cities where there is a mass immigration, where there is a lot of criminality. And those problems, they have to be solved. It's not to say that because we are the messengers, that we causes those problems. No, it's probably we are only the messengers of the people living in the cities.
There have been other racist attacks in other cities, but it was this killing of a defenseless 2-year-old and her nanny which has profoundly shocked and shamed the country, plunging native Belgians into a period of intense soul-searching and prompting immigrants to look over their shoulders. Bouzaïa Tallawi says Muslim women in particular feel threatened.
What if I'm going up on the street now and somebody put a gun at my head because of my veil? I don't feel secure anymore. I feel very, very unsure.
These are unsure times for immigrants and native-born Western Europeans. Riots in France, less tolerance of immigrants in Holland, and now murder in Belgium. But perhaps the fact so many people turned up to march on a rainy day in Antwerp shows that for the majority of Europeans, that kind of event is shockingly rare, and they want it to stay that way. For VOA News, I'm Nina Maria Potts in Antwerp, Belgium.